Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deanna. How can I assist you?
Yes, I just got an email back of an email I sent correcting an address here, and I wanted to double check some things. I ordered one of these single unit of the keto Nutrisystem?
I'm not sure, sir. We're actually a third-party call center, so we do customer service for a variety of companies. I wouldn't know anything about your account.
Okay. It said we look forward to, and I got this number here on the email. So customer service is available to assist you with all your questions regarding your account. So
yes, sir. That's not what I'm saying, sir. I'm saying I don't know anything until I pull up your account. Could I get your zip code and your first and last name?
First name Keith, last name Kalenda, Kalenda.
And could I get your zip code?
55126.
Thank you. I'm trying to get you pulled up now.
This is not earth-shattering, but I don't know how it got screwed up in the first place.
All right, I do have that name in our system. Lastly, could you verify your shipping address for me?
Well, the correct one per my email is 4159 Sylvia Court, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55126. Because somebody inserted Sylvia Lane South, and which is incorrect.
Okay.
And it's the charge was $6.70. On the deal I had, it said it was $4.95. So, not that that's a big deal, but it's interesting how the thing isn't fitting together very smoothly.
So could I get that shipping address one more time so I can get that corrected?
4159.
Sylvia Court.
Sylvia Court.
Okay.
Court is the change from the other address they had. And this, everything else, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55126 is correct.
Okay.
I don't know if it shipped already or not, but it's only one unit, I think, so it's not a big deal. But
okay, I got that corrected for you. So I'm just going to go over a couple things.
670 versus 495. How did that happen? I don't care that much for a couple of bucks, but it's an interesting method.
I'm not quite sure, sir. Like I said, we're just a third party company. We're not.
I know. I follow it. I'm not throwing rocks at you or anything else. But I'm just kind of explaining what the surprises that I got on this whole deal. I wish I wouldn't have done anything with it. It's not worth the effort.
Okay. Well, I apologize, sir. I just need to go over a couple of things before I let you go. So you have the NutriSlim Keto, which is an item that helps reduce appetite and rid the body of toxins. And that is
right.
The correct item that you purchased,
yes.
Right? Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, everything with the address change is correct, and I'm just curious as to, you know, the original ad said $4.95 for shipping, you know, one little bottle, and now it's ordered total of $6.70. It's just irritating. I don't care about it that much, but it's a different way of doing business. I ran a business for 40 years, and you just, you know, got to do it the way you promise. And it's not you, so don't take offense.
Well, I apologize, sir. I wish I had some more information I could give you. We don't have anything
you're
to do
fine.
Billing or
advertisement. You're just fine. I'm just venting, I guess. I'm an old guy, retired and disabled, so I got nothing better to do than sit here and try and correct things.
Okay. Well, is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, we're fine. And like I said, it's certainly not you, but I'm a little interested in how it's handled. So, anyway, we're good to go.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling customer service, sir, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep, you too. Bye.